is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of April, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who invented the concept of kindergarten and also came up with the term, Friedrich Froebel, born in a village in Germany in 1782, son of a Lutheran pastor. It was a prosperous village. It was located in a forest where plants grew that provided natural herbal remedies for various ailments, and people earned their living from that. Friedrich studied math and botany and then became a land surveyor and then became a teacher and became devoted to the idea of early childhood education, the idea that activity and play was an essential part of early learning. The term kindergarten he coined in 1840, and Friedrich Froebel was one of the first to see games as a tool for learning. He said, "Play is the highest expression of human development in childhood, for it alone is the free expression of what is in a child's soul." The first kindergarten in this country, founded in Watertown, Wisconsin, in 1856 by one of Froebel's students. And it's the birthday of Charlotte Bronte, born in Yorkshire, England, in 1816, the woman who wrote Jane Eyre, about a poor orphan girl finds a job as a governess and falls in love with her mysterious employer. Within 2 years of its publication and its great success, all of her siblings had died, and she herself was unwell, often unhappy. Married in 1854, but died soon after from complications of pregnancy. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Stevens entitled Return One. When I am traveling, hurrying hundreds of miles in trains or by car, I pass houses where we once lived. All those places once seemed permanent, immutable, part of our marriage, home. Now they are abandoned stage sets, insubstantial cardboard and canvas. Like clothes sent to the thrift shop, there were lives that we left behind, just like taking out the garbage, dropping it in the can, slamming the lid. I return as a tourist to our old lives. Speeding by, I see our first rooftop through a soot-marked window. I could walk there from the station. I do not get off the train. When I have the car, I park down the block from another place and keep the motor running. I see tulips whose bulbs I held brown and flaky in my palm. Without moving, I cross the lawn like a specter, ring the bell like a prankster, run away. The house has been painted a different color. The swing set is gone. At the country place, our last, I stop behind the privet hedge you planted to see your tree set out in September when you'd measured your last summer's sun. It now shades the terrace just as you'd planned. When you died, I thought of putting your ashes under your tree. Instead, the summer after, I sat out alone in the evenings, waiting, listening to the leaves. I still have your car, our child, the dog, and some of the money. The cat, the rabbits, and the goldfish are gone. I release the brake. Driving quickly, I take a familiar road. I do not see anyone we knew. A poem by Elizabeth Stevens, Return One, from her collection Household Words, published by Three Conditions Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.